You were recently just recognized by the National Quality Committee of Assurance, recognized as a patient-centered medical home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you tell us what this recognition is and how the organization earned it?
Sure. So the NCQA, the National Committee for Quality Assurance, is an organization that offers this title of a patient-centered medical home to organizations that we undergo a rigorous testing process. It's a two-stage testing process where they look at all the processes that we have within our organization and in our clinics. And basically what they're looking for when they call you a patient-centered medical home, they want to make sure that when patients come to any one of your clinics, that you have things in place that make it easy for patients to get the highest quality of care. For example, just to give you a very simple example, if you come to see us and we send you to a referral to see a cardiologist, for example, do we have systems in place where we track that referral, make sure you go to see the cardiologist, that we get the report back from the cardiologist, and that then we follow up with you to make sure we make a follow-up appointment so that you come to the clinic? In that way, you know, we provide a higher quality of medical care to the patient itself. Now, that's just one example I gave you. So the NCQA comes in. It is a rather lengthy process, but they look at all sorts of different things. When you have scheduling, do you make sure that you have same-day appointments that's most useful to some of your patients? Do you have different categories of appointments? If you're a new patient, how quickly can you get an appointment with the clinic? Those are all just different factors that they look at, and actually there's about 100 and something factors that they look at. And depending on your score, you can be level 1, level 2, or level 3, level 3 being the highest. And I'm happy to say that all of our clinics for Sammy Rogers, including the one at Lexington, have all been recognized at a level 3 patient-centered medical home.
Now, do you oversee all of those clinics or just the one in Lexington?
I oversee all of them.
Okay, so this is quite a feat then, an achievement. And what are some of the things that you've employed? Why do you think you earn such a high level of recognition?
Well, number one, we have a continuous employee training. Every Wednesday afternoon throughout the organization, we suspend patient appointments for the afternoon, and we think that's important so that everybody can get together and make sure that we understand what we're doing, our initiatives. So I think that continual education, that the importance we give to that for our team members, that's important. Number two, we have an electronic medical record that helps us keep track of a lot of the things that we need to in order to provide really good care for the patients in terms of like referrals or clinical quality measures and all kinds of various things. We also have other kinds of software that we use. And I think, you know, those couple of things are really essential to making sure that we provide really good quality care to our patients.
Do the Samuel Rogers clinics, do they offer a certain specific type of care, or is this all general practice and as well as specialists?
We are primary care, so we don't have specialty. We do have dental and dental departments and behavioral health, but mainly we're family practice. So anyone from kids up to the elderly, we can take care of any of our clinics. But for specialty care, like a cardiologist or a neurologist, we have the systems in place to make sure you get an appointment and that we follow through with it.
Oh, well, Dr. Ross, how long have you been a medical practitioner?
I got my medical degree in 1999, so coming up on 15, 16 years now.
What are some of the things that you've seen, you know, as being a medical practitioner this long, what are some of the things that are still needed to be done as far as healthcare and the community goes?
Well, I think the biggest challenges right now our cost to the system, you know, the cost of making sure that everybody in our country gets health care. I think that continues to be the biggest challenge. From our perspective, you know, we take care of anybody that walks through our doors. Whether or not you have the ability to pay for your health care, you don't worry. You walk in and we'll take care of you. And then we have systems in place and discounts and all sorts of things so that if you don't have insurance, for example, we have many, many systems in place to help you pay. So we're trying to mitigate some of those challenges of cost and take them onto our own shoulders.
Well, Dr. Ross, of course, that is very commendable, and it's one of the things, it's base, base care for humanity itself. If you can, Dr. Ross, if you can, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners and also maybe direct them somewhere so they can become more familiar with Samuel U. Rogers and what you do and also maybe find assistance they need for medical care?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, our website, www.rogershealth.org, and that's Rogers with a D, so it's RODGERS health.org. You can go on the website, and gives you all kinds of information about all our different clinics, the different physicians and nurse practitioners and dentists and everybody that works for us. You know, for the folks in Lexington, you know, you can find the exact address and stuff over there. Now, our Lexington clinic has several services. We have family practice, we have dentistry, we have WIC services. In fact, we even have some newborn services that are very specific, like infant massage, that our nurse practitioner offers. But, you know, most importantly, you know, like I spoke a few minutes ago about cost. There may be many folks who are out there thinking there's no way I can, you know, I don't have insurance, I can't afford medical care. But our staff at the Lexington Clinic, if you have any questions, all you need to do is walk in and ask them, and they'll sit down with you. They will even look at things like the Affordable Care Act and the marketplace to see if you qualify. We can walk you through all of those things that may seem really, really difficult to do. We have very, very experienced people within our system who can help you through all of that. So I don't want anyone to think that they can't afford to get health care, which is always important. You know, good health is the most important thing in life. So I, you know, for people out there who are wondering, I would say don't wonder anymore. Pick up the phone and call us, and we can walk you through it.
Dr. Sudeep Ross, thank you so much for your time, and we do appreciate it, and congratulations again on a great recognition for the Samuel U. Rogers Health Center.
Thank you very much, Michael.